This is Chris Whalen, CPA, and welcome to the Street Level Business Podcast. First, if you already have a question for me, please pause the podcast and call me on 732-673-0510. My CPA firm specializes in business and income tax matters for businesses and families and offers the full array of services you would expect from a full-service CPA firm. As the name implies, this podcast offers advice for those of us working and living at the street level. If you look at your screen, you will see my website and phone number, both great ways to reach me. Today's topic is the government shutdown and your taxes. I prepared this podcast because I've been getting inundated with phone calls and emails related to the federal government shutdown, especially as it relates to the IRS. So, how exactly is the government shutdown affecting you and your income taxes? I have a list of 7 important items here. Number 1, the IRS offices are closed. Number 2, only 12% of its other staff are working without pay, mostly focused on security and technology. Number 3, the IRS is not issuing refunds, and when the shutdown is over, the timeframes for the issuance of refunds will be elongated. Number 4, the IRS is not updating tax forms. Number 5, the IRS is not answering phone helplines. Number 6, 99% of IRS audits have now been put on hold. And number 7, transcripts for loans are not available. This is severely impacting home buyers who might need proof of income for their home loan applications. Lenders typically require a transcript applied for using IRS Form 4506T, which verifies income for potential home buyers. Under a government shutdown, the only transcripts the IRS will issue are those related to disaster relief efforts, according to the IRS contingency plan. Usually at this early point in tax season, we're able to electronically file tax returns for the most recently ended year. In this case, that would be 2018. We do not have any idea when we will be able to electronically file 2018 returns. The government shutdown, even if it was suddenly resolved, would still leave us weeks away, most likely, from being able to electronically file any returns. So yes, this does mean that there will be an abridged or shortened filing season. The IRS did have a contingency plan for a shutdown, but it only went through December 31st, 2018. I don't think any of us are surprised about that. So right now, the IRS is working without a contingency plan for a government shutdown in 2019. But if anyone is interested, you can go to the text version of this podcast and you could read that plan. I have a link to it in that memo. The most important thing to remember is that you shouldn't delay gathering your 2018 tax information as usual. We are fully capable here at the firm of Chris Whalen, CPA, to prepare, calculate, and finalize your 2018 returns. All 2018 income tax preparation software has been fully loaded and tested. That is for your personal returns as well as your business returns. Once the electronic filing system is put back online, we can then get your returns filed at that time. Any of you that have heard me speak in the past have heard me warn against tax preparers or CPAs who are inputting your data into cloud storage-based systems. I feel this is incredibly dangerous, and this opens you up to identity theft. My firm uses very sophisticated software that does not rely on any online system or the internet, and most importantly, we do not keep any of your income tax data in the cloud. As most of you will be talking to your tax preparers very soon, please tell them that you do not want your personal, financial, and income tax data input into the cloud at all. Ask them if they are still storing all of your prior year's tax returns in the cloud. Again, do not allow your tax preparer or CPA to put your family's most sensitive financial data in the cloud. Demand that they use software that allows them to keep your data on local secure servers in their offices. The systems in my office keep your data stored safely exactly that way, locally, meaning in my office, on secure servers. Even if the internet was down and the government shutdown is prolonged, we can still process your tax returns and get them ready for submission. My team is keeping abreast of all government shutdown news on a moment-to-moment basis so you don't have to. Do you have questions or concerns? Please call me on 732-673-0510. This brings us to the end of this edition of the Street Level Business Podcast. Thanks for listening. I hope you found this podcast informative. If you want to become a subscriber to my business and tax memos and this podcast, please send an email to chriswhalencpa@gmail.com and I will add you. Remember, the moment you have a business or tax question is the moment you should be calling me. Have a great day.